Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together each Tuesday afternoon with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, welcome to the airwaves once again for another week.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Yes, it's going to be a great 2024.
Absolutely. How are your resolutions going so far?
I don't make them.
I know.
Absolutely none.
So you're not failing on any of them then.
That's true. Yeah. I don't set the bar too high.
That's right.
I don't have to reach too high to get it. So, well, we're going to talk today about nutrition myths.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's hear about them.
Absolutely. Well, I thought this
I think there are probably plenty of them out there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. More than we could cover in 10 minutes, that's for sure. But I thought this was a good topic to cover kind of as we go into the new year, because many people do make resolutions, even though we know people tend to not stick with them. They're common. So I thought we could talk a little bit about maybe some of those traps to avoid as you're thinking about 2024. We often see it as this opportunity for a fresh start or a new chapter, as a lot of people like to say. So as we go into that, I think first and foremost, when you're thinking about making changes, remember why you're wanting to make those changes. So if you're thinking about health things, a lot of people set weight goals or diet goals. And that's great. It's fine to want to be healthier in the new year and to see this again as a fresh opportunity. But remember that being 10 pounds lighter does not inherently make you a better friend or a better spouse or a better parent or a better employee. That weight isn't what's important. It's really health. So when we focus on health, what elements here in nutrition do we maybe need to kind of avoid? So first and foremost, you are going to see, if you haven't already, dozens of advertisements for programs that will help you shed weight or get healthier, or supplements that you need to take that are going to make it easier, or all of the things. Last week or a couple weeks ago, we talked about medications that'll make it easier. I think it's important to remember that, especially when we're starting out, you do not need to purchase supplements to meet your goals. Protein powders, bars, vitamins, packets of pills that have different things in them. Now, there are some things that certainly can be helpful for some people. Some protein powders can be really beneficial if they're helping if they're helping us meet our protein needs for the day. If you don't like meat, or if there's you have challenges getting enough protein, something like that. So there are things that can be helpful, but there's no universal set of supplements that are going to be beneficial for every single person. So you don't need to be spending $80 a month on supplements and programs or more in order to achieve your health goals for the new year. And with that in mind, myth two, we hear it all the time, and I know I've addressed it before, but is that it costs more to eat healthy. It doesn't have to cost more to eat healthy. If we buy the raw foods, though, sometimes it takes more time to eat healthy. So it might cost more of your time and more of your energy, but if we're buying things in season, minimally processed foods, pastas, canned or dried beans, whole grains, things like that, it's not going to cost us more to eat healthy. We just might need to invest a little more time to eat healthy. And in the long run, this is going to save you a lot of money because you'll have your health.
And that's the goal.
That's the goal, that's right? Is just to be healthier. So the next three kind of go together. Carbs are bad. Fat is bad. And then soy and dairy and gluten are bad.
Boy, everything's bad.
Everything's bad, right? Carbs are not inherently bad. We talk about fiber all the time. We talk about colorful veggies all the time. And those are really important to a fully balanced, nourishing diet. Now, we've talked about added sugar a lot, too. So if we talk about carbs specifically, fruit, whole grains, starchy vegetables, those are wonderful for most people. It's really just our added sugars, our processed carbs, like too many chips and pretzels and things like that, that are not whole foods. Those are not great items, but there's no such thing as a bad food, just foods we should eat less of. Fat is also not bad. We were told for decades to eat low fat everything. Terrible recommendation. Fat is essential for us, especially healthy fats like omega-3s. So we've talked about olives and olive oil, fatty fish, things like that that are great sources of healthy fat, nuts and seeds, but even animal and dairy fat. We're finding that saturated fat is not necessarily as bad as we once thought it was. It just needs to be consumed alongside colorful, fiber-rich vegetables and good omega-3 fats. And then soy, gluten, and dairy. There are absolutely times and health conditions where it can be beneficial to avoid these. But in general, none of those need to be avoided. Soy is one in particular that has gotten a really bad reputation because people believe that it's going to mess with your hormones and that it's going to lead to certain types of cancer. And in fact, the research has shown us the opposite, that certain types of cancer can, we can reduce our risk for certain types of cancer with good quality whole soy foods like tofu and soy milk and edamame and things like that. You don't have to eat soy if you don't like it, and it can interfere with certain medications like thyroid medications, but it's not inherently bad either. So carbs, fat, and soy are all perfectly fine to incorporate, and so are dairy and gluten.
Yeah, I like soy sauce on top of a big pile of chow mein.
I could eat my weight in soy sauce. Okay. I also enjoy soy sauce. Yeah. Now, if you've got fluid retention, kidney problems, things like that.
Then maybe not.
Maybe not. Pretty all high right. in sodium, right. but it is delicious. So I agree with you on that. And just in general, this idea that you need to diet to reach your goals is absolutely a myth. I have several people that I work with who continue to make progress toward what they're working on without dieting. We just make little adjustments to what they're doing. And we've talked about those foundational things. Get enough fiber, drink enough water, start moving, eat more vegetables, get good sources of protein, and just limit our non-whole foods. And if we can work on those foundational things, that's not a diet. Nothing is off limits. We're just working on lifestyle, right? And then kind of a big one, and we've talked about this before, but the myth that calories in needs to equal calories out or calories in needs to be less than calories out is the only thing to worry about. And it absolutely is not. The quality of food that you eat is as important or more important than the calories themselves. So if we have 1500 calories a day from chips, our body is going to handle that very different than 1500 calories a day from cucumbers, right? They're just not equivalent in the nutrition they provide. And then the last one that I think is pretty important is that fundamental nutrition advice is always changing. It's not. Fundamental nutrition advice has been consistent for decades. What gets publicized in pop culture and by celebrities and in certain media sources or social media, that is constantly changing. But what you'll hear from a dietitian, there are certainly nuances that change or things we learn about certain health conditions or things that are therapeutic that we can do better for certain people. But from a fundamental standpoint, good quality proteins, lots of colorful fiber-rich vegetables, mostly whole foods, limit added sugar, drink enough water, move, those stay the same and they've been the same for decades. So as you're looking at those resolutions, as you're thinking about being healthier, just keep it simple.
I was just looking at scrolling here.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
love it.
I put in health or nutrition myths, yeah. you know, and a lot of the same things you're talking about are popping up on all these sites. You have to be skinny to be healthy. That's
yes,
not true.
That is not true.
Necessarily.
Thin does not equal healthy, just like weight loss does not necessarily equal health gain.
Right.
Yes, I could lose weight for a lot of reasons. A poor diagnosis, an eating disorder, stress. Those don't mean I'm healthier.
White potatoes are unhealthy. That's not true,
I guess. That's not true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And quite a few of them here. It's kind of interesting. The calories in, calories out, that was the very first one here. And the thing about high-fat foods are unhealthy, not true.
It's not true.
Yeah, so
no.
Don't believe everything you read.
Don't believe everything you read. And if you're looking at something that grew out of the ground or that was raised on a farm, it is probably perfectly fine to eat it. There are not a lot of poor quality whole foods. Most of those are just fine to incorporate into your diet.
Okay. And finally, remember, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Especially if you find it on the internet, it's probably not true.
All right. Oh, I just thought, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Amber, appreciate the information. Give us your contact info if people would like to pursue this even further.
Absolutely. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com or on Facebook at imunutrition.
All right. Sounds good. Well, here's to a happy new year for you and your family.
Thank you. And to you as well.
Which would include me.
Which would include you.
So we will see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.